Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and welcome to another edition of the CWSC Friday Roundtable. I am one of your hosts, Latifa A. Hameen, and my co-host, Sister Alia Abdul-Rahman. Assalamu alaikum, my sister.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Do you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Alhamdulillah. Juma Mubarak. And how are you, sister?
Oh, alhamdulillah, every day. That can wake up to see another day, and blessed Juma to everyone out there, because we know without Allah's mercy and His grace, we would not be here. So we thank Allah every day for blessing
yes.
us to see another day, which is such a blessing, you know. So again,
oh,
we always
every. There's an echo. You know, we the wind blowing and the smoke blowing, and because we're on the East Coast. Oh boy! So I'm sorry.
I can't hear an echo though. I don't hear an echo.
Oh, okay, that's good. As long as you don't hear it.
All right, we're going to, again, let's give all our praises to Almighty God Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammad abduhu wa rasulullah. I bear witness that there is no God but the one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Oh Allah, we cannot manage this life alone by ourselves. Please make our life what you want it to be, what you prefer it to be. Do not allow us to act on our own. Help us to act only in obedience to you, Almighty God, Allah. We hear and we obey. O Allah, grant us what you have promised us by thy messengers and disgrace us not on the day of resurrection. Surely you do not break your promise. O Allah, you are perfect and we are imperfect. So please bless and help us and guide us. O Allah, you are our Lord. There is no God but you. You created us, and we are your servants, and we uphold our covenant to you as much as we're able. We seek refuge with you from the evil that we have done. We acknowledge your favor, and we acknowledge our sin. So please forgive us, for indeed there is none that can forgive sins except for you. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Alhamdulillah. All right, we are ready to rock and roll this morning. Juma Mubarak again to all the listening audience. We are so happy that you could join us this morning. This morning, we are going to have our executive director, which is Martha Naila Abdullah, and she is going to be, as we say, running the show this morning. She's got a lot of things coming up, and she wants to share with you this morning. First, she's going to do swearing in of one of her directors, and then we will continue on with so many things that she will be sharing with us this morning. I'll still be here. Ali will still be here, but we are going to lend this mic over to Martha Naila Abdullah this morning, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, Martha Naila. How are you?
Alaikum assalam, and I am wonderful. I'm thankful, number one, and praise be to Almighty God, and greetings of peace to both of you, Latifa and Aliyah, and Juma Mubarak.
And Juma Mubarak.
Ramadan. Juma Mubarak.
Oh, you say Ramadan. We know you're still in Ramadan. That's okay.
You know, it just rolls off your tongue. You know what I'm saying, girl.
Yes, ma'am. It does. And for that, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with the kindness and the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has supplied all of us with. And may we be mindful of that. I mean, because it is so taken for granted sometimes. So I'm extending that to you. Yes. Please, by all means.
Yes, ma'am.
Alhamdulillah. And then to our audience, alhamdulillah, thank you. And to our audiences that come so faithfully every Friday morning and other days, of course, to be right here on the number one, say it again, number one Islamic radio where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. And I emphasize that because definitely, as we connect with other mediums, they emphasize that. So that's a blessing from Almighty God that we've been blessed to be here as it was created by, this medium was created by Thomas Abdussalam and his wife, Dr. Aisha Kareem. May Allah be pleased and grant him high station in paradise. That's for Thomas Abdussalam. Amen. And, you know, sometimes, I know I'm going to share a hadith, and I was looking at one, and what came to my mind was on patience. And so the hadith that I had drawn up here, and it's on patience, but I want to share it with you. It says, this is Sahih al-Bukhari, book 24, hadith 548, narrated Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, some Ansari persons asked for something from Allah's messenger, and he gave them. Again asked him for something, and he gave them. And then they asked him, and he then again gave till all that was with him was finished. And then he said, if I had anything, I would not keep it away from you. In parentheses, it says, remember. And then, whoever abstains from asking others, Allah will make him contented. And whoever tries to make himself self-sufficient, Allah will make him self-sufficient. And whoever remains patient, Allah will make him patient. Nobody can give a blessing. Nobody can be given a blessing better and greater than patience. Again, Sahih al-Bukhari, Book 24, Hadith 548. So praise be to Almighty God. You know, and I often use to individuals will say, oh, you're so patient. And I say, isn't everyone? It comes up from a childhood experience of waiting in line with one of six siblings, right?
Girl, wait a minute. Let me correct that a little bit, sis. Patience is a virtue. Everybody don't have patience. Oh, my gosh. In this day and time, these people out here, everything is 1, 2, 3, microwave. Let's go. Let's move it. You don't move fast enough. Everybody's honking their horn. If you don't get, you know, just everything. It's always like, alhamdulillah for patience, because patience is definitely a virtue, honey.
Absolutely. Yes, please share on patience, if you will. Please share, because it is not to be taken for granted. Go right ahead. Aaliyah?
No. I'm just agreeing with you. You know, it doesn't matter how many people are in a family or how, it's just patience, period. That's part of your mental maintenance. Think about it. That's what I do, mental maintenance. Mm-hmm. If you don't have patience, you blow up. All these people can't wait. They're blowing the horns. They're, you know, absolutely what Latifah was saying. People just aren't patient, so that's a good one. I'm just agreeing with you, sister. Thank you so much for that one. I wrote that down, too, on my
Alhamdulillah. All right, and the praise be to Almighty God. As we are evolving as individuals, and I'm thankful to be patient with my age, with understanding, having to be at this age, and to have, I would say, a conscience and have a way with thinking that says that I'm sane. You know, it says no one wants to be their own doctor, right? And how can we prove that we're sane? I believe it's when we're in connection with others and we have a meeting of the mind. We're able to have a meeting of the mind, and there's no anger or no, misunderstandings to the point that you don't have a good thinking going on, as you say, mental maintenance, Aaliyah. And I share that because, as we're taught, we'll never get away from the mental health and mental wellness process.
That's right.
Even though it says highlighted for a month, that month has come and gone, but we still have to live with our minds and ourselves and know and get to know ourselves better, and to know that we're sane.
Yes.
How do we identify insanity? Well, we see the structure the actions of others, and we don't mean to be comparing all the time ourselves with others, but we have to at some point compare and say, wow, that was insane. Now, is the person insane, or were they just having a moment? And I'm thankful that you'll allow me to share this particular part, because I don't want it to go off into the sunset on our mental health, our mental wellness, and our mental maintenance. Praise be to Almighty God.
Alhamdulillah.
And for those who are connecting with CWSC, now let's get to that. Our dear listeners and our dear donors, our dear sponsors, and those who are partners with CWSC, Community-Wide Share Conference, we're thankful. It is evolving beyond what I could ever expect. Praise be to Almighty God. And again, That's where the patience comes in. When we are involved in something, I will attribute it to my days of picking beans. You put your head down and you pick those beans, and you don't worry about how long the row is, how long you have to get to the end of the row. Just the point that you are putting beans in that basket and you're loading it up to the rim, you're getting paid, and you continue on if they're paying by the basket. But you're continuing on. The same process happens when we're connecting with one another and we're finding that we have a meeting of the minds, and we have individuals who want to volunteer. They found a space in their life and the time that they want to share. And one of the persons is our dear Rashida Robinson. I don't know if you see her. I'm trying to bring up my screen, too. Her phone number, 225, I believe she'd be calling from. She was having phone problems before, everyone. I don't know if you're experiencing phone problems with the different companies out there, but these phone companies, some are just taking advantage of the time of where they can charge more and more and more. As we read from the Hadith, everyone, they were coming to the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were asking him, and he gave, and he gave, and he gave. So that's what we're doing. You know, the companies we're using the technology, and the companies are asking for monies and more monies, and we're giving because we want to have access to the social media, to these mediums, period. So do you happen to see Rashida on? Rashida, if you can hear us, press 1 on your phone. We had connected. She had confirmed and reconfirmed.
She's on.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Praise be to Almighty God. All right. And with that, we will go to this morning, everyone. Good morning. Assalamu alaikum and Jumma Mubarak, Rashida.
Wa alaikum assalam, Jumma Mubarak. Good morning to the beautiful queens. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Rashida. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Martha Latifa and Sister Aliyah, and Jumma Mubarak to all the believers online today. Yes, they interrupted my phone. they said they had to, I don't understand, you know, when you're making calls like these calls, they investigating me. Can you believe it? And I want to say that they are investigating me because I'm online with conference calls, like I'm doing something wrong, and the only thing that I'm doing is talking about Al-Islam or connecting to other believers in Al-Islam. And so they cut my phone off and said that they have to investigate me. So I went to another service, but alhamdulillah, I'm here today. Thank you so much for being patient with me to get back. Alhamdulillah.
Wow. Alhamdulillah. Thank you. And we're going to go through the oath of office, everyone. I am just so thrilled. I mean, here we have all of our, I believe, all of the intelligentsia components filled, even with Learning Lab, that's on the back burner, so to speak, because that's with, you all have heard the Manaima Shahid, and she's so diligent with her works. And so we've placed that, her, with the Learning Lab, but inshallah, we'll get that more complete. But right now, a scholarship, oh, praise be to Allah, June 20th is coming up. And, hey, let's go for it. I'm going to share something about the scholarship, the catalog of CWSC scholarships. And if you go to cwsc.us, you will be able to click on what we do, and you'll see the intelligentsia components, and scholarship will drop down from that panel. And you go over and you can read about scholarships or just type scholarships in the search box, all right? Building an intelligentsia is serious work, requiring not only a plan for tackling current problems, but also a vision for shaping the future. Our college scholarship programs help secure our intelligentsia today by encouraging and supporting the future intelligentsia leaders of tomorrow. Rewarding academic excellence, community service, and faith-based leadership are among the best investments and I repeat, investments we can make in building an intelligentsia now and for generations to come. Now, all our scholarships are supported by your tax-deductible contributions. And I'll stop right there for a moment and say that all donations that come into CWSC, the first and primary focus will be on education, and we do it by making sure that the dollars are right there for the scholarships. All right? So your contributions definitely go right to scholarships. And we have had individuals, you've specified scholarships, and so be it. Those dollars have been noted as such, but it is all part of the overall scholarship monies that have been dedicated for that purpose. So when we pay it out, we look back, and you've been so generous, the donors, you've been so generous, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. We can't thank Allah enough for your generosity. All right, back to sharing with you. So if you make your contribution today to scholarship, it's a secure process. You go to cwsc.us and click on that beautiful blue button, all right? All right, so you can also start a scholarship in honor of a loved one. So let me share what the scholarships are. We have the Peyton Next Generation Scholarship. Now, that is with Dr. Aisha's family, a long history with that, coming out from the enslavement period into today and recognizing that we must remember, we must take time to know our history, our ancestry to the point that we can, and for whatever, whoever is around that can help us with that information, that's anyone, but definitely those descendants, us who are descendants of the enslavement period, of those who were enslaved. So that's the Peyton Next Generation Scholarship, $500. Tahira R. Muhammad Educational Excellence Scholarship, $500. That's Muqtah Muhammad's mother, may Allah be pleased with her, grant her high station in paradise, scholarship. Yes, that's $1,000. And Twin Servant of Peace was Thomas, meaning twin, and Abdul Salam, Salam, meaning peace. So he chose to say Twin Servant of Peace, and that scholarship was established for $1,000. Words make people. You've heard that before. With the leadership of Imam, in association with the leadership of Imam Warth D. Muhammad, as Imam Wallace D. Muhammad said, his Imam is who? Warth D. Muhammad. And so he coined, for us, we take it as him coining this phrase, words make people. So that's the Leadership and Community Service Scholarship, $1,000. Then there's the Yahya K. Muhammad Business and Community Leadership Award Scholarship, $500. That is also Tom Muhammad's father, who was a definitely community leader and in business. So, and that's $500. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, grant him a high station in paradise, forgiving him his errors as well. So we go on. So if you want to establish a scholarship, we need a director of the scholarship process, the whole process from February to June 20th. So we're going to step over to giving the oath of office to none other than Rashida Robinson. And praise be to Allah. Thank you again, Rashida, for your patience dealing with your service from the telephone company and your willingness to continue to want to be the director for CWSC scholarship. All right, are you ready?
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right.
Alhamdulillah.
All right. Alhamdulillah. Repeat after me. Everyone is witnesses to this. As I give the reading of the oath of office, I will ask you to raise your right hand as you begin to repeat after me. All reverence.
All reverence.
All worship, all sanctity.
All worship, all sanctity.
Are due to God or Allah.
Are due to God or Allah.
Peace be upon all the messengers of Allah.
Peace be upon all the messengers of Allah.
And the mercy of Allah and his blessings.
and the mercy of Allah and his blessings.
Peace be on us and all righteous servants of Allah.
Peace be upon us and all the righteous servants of Allah.
I, and repeat, say your name.
I, Rashida Robinson.
In accordance with the applicable laws.
In according with the applicable laws.
Of the state of North Carolina and the United States.
Of the state of North Carolina and the United States.
Accept appointment.
Accept appointments.
As director of scholarships.
As director of scholarships.
For the community-wide Shura Conference.
For the community-wide Shura Conference.
In service to humanity.
In service to humanity.
I solemnly affirm before Allah.
I solemnly affirm before Allah.
And before those present as witnesses.
And before those present as witnesses.
That I will fulfill my duties.
That I will fulfill my duty.
And obligations.
And obligations.
As both a leader and follower.
As both as leader and follower.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties and responsibilities.
The duties and responsibilities.
Assumed.
Assumed.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my abilities.
Ameen.
Ameen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen.
Yes, Takbir.
Alhamdulillah. Wakbar. Allahu Akbar.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Takbir, yes.
Allahu
All
Akbar.
Right, and Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
There
Thank
it
you.
Is.
Allahu
Alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah, 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 Karen. Alhamdulillah. Thank you
yeah.
so much.
You are so welcome. And now share with us something of you. Shall we take a break right here, Latifa? Please, I apologize. And then when we come
yes,
back, Rashida, yes. if you have a moment, can you? We're going to. Get to know you more, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Alhamdulillah.
All right, don't touch them now. We'll be right back, inshallah.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
All right, and
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis. Advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
All right, we are back.
All right. Thank you, Latifah. Praise be to Almighty God. And everyone, as you hear our public service announcement, know that we are making partnerships throughout the country with different interesting people. I am just, it's like a fruit table to me, or what you call it, just a round table with different foods. And I say different foods, different persons that you get to know. So praise be to Almighty God, dear listeners. As you hear those voices, you can connect with them, and we will be connecting with them more so that you can get to know them, and you'll feel that you're traveling around the country with us, all right? Inshallah, God willing. Now on over to our dear sister at the table this morning with us. I haven't gotten my cup of coffee this morning yet, y'all, for those who drink coffee.
Oh,
and
boy.
Those who drink tea. I know. That is a biggie. All right. So on to our dear Rashida Robinson. Again, how are you? And you're on mute?
No.
Did her call drop?
No, she's still there.
I'm here, and I'm just talking. Oh. I had it on mute. I'm sorry. Alhamdulillah, I'm excited. I'm just excited like a young girl going to prom night, you know? It's just a blessing. Alhamdulillah. And, you know, I'm just grateful to Allah. I thank Allah for opportunities to keep me going and to be a part of the family of AM 360, CWSC. It's just wonderful. It's, you know, magnificent. And, you know, when you travel through life, and sometimes you just really don't know where you're going, and you prepare yourself to do a lot of things, you know. And I heard you earlier saying, you know, give a little bit about what you do and what, you know, who you are. Well, I live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and originally I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm a Juneteenth baby. Okay, I have to throw that in there. And since I was conscious of what Juneteenth is, our Emancipation Day, every city I would go in, I said, hey, today is my birthday. I'm a Juneteenth baby. Today is my Freedom Day. For those who didn't know, this day we were free from slavery, you know. I was like the man they put on a mule and sent him to Texas, and everywhere he went, he told the story of we were free, right? But it took him 2 years, they say, to do that. So, Alhamdulillah, you know, they've made it a national celebration now. And so we consciously have something to think about, because before then, even African-Americans were there the Juneteenth. So I'm a Juneteenth baby. I don't know what else to say. I've had, right, I'm getting nervous.
Well, you can slow it down and let me ask you a question then, and perhaps Aaliyah and and Latifah have a question or two to ask you as well, because just getting to know someone is just like meeting a person for the first time, and you strike up a conversation, whether it's in the grocery store, the doctor's office, at the mailbox, the mail stop, wherever. And so we have not met person to person physically, but we've met on the phone, and our spirits have connected. Praise be to Almighty God. So I want to know from you your background, your hobbies, or some of the things that you've done, perhaps business-wise, but definitely some of your hobbies.
Well, I'll start with, well, I'm a musician. I play piano, and that's one of my hobbies. And I bought a bass last year, and I yet have to learn to play the bass, but I just met a bass player. But I love music. I write songs. I'm a poet. I'm working on a book of poetry right now. I'm a writer. I write. I'm working. I have a children's book that I pray to get published this year, as well as a book of poetry. And I am the chairperson of Moss Cares Youth and Young Adult Committee, and I had for 5 years up until the pandemic at our NASCHIC Sabakum here in Baton Rouge summer camp. And after the pandemic, of course, we postponed it up until future time. So we're working on to start an after-school program and a summer camp for next year, not this year. And I sing. I'm a singer and actress, and I'm just a simple, everyday, animated person. I love gardening. I love animals. I have chickens and goats in my backyard. I have a little stable. I don't want people to think they're running all over the place, but, yes, they did do that. They did do that until my son built a stable. And I have I just like animals, and I like nature and plants and flowers, and I do have a herb garden, and I have a lot of American herbs. You know, people talk about foreign herbs, and well, I have sage and thyme and oregano and rosemary in my garden, and I live a small life. I have a small home, and I have a small yard, and I'm just grateful every day, that I can get up. You can hear my rooster crowing now, but every day I can get up, alhamdulillah, to serve, and I love to serve, and I love children, working with children. I'm not so good with adults. Let me put that out there. I'm very patient with adults, but children can just, we have to save our children, let me say that. We have a lot of work to do, and the world don't like our children, so we must do what we can, and thank Allah for the scholarship fund. We got to save our children in every way, righteous way that we can, and I get emotional when I go to talking about children, you know. I come from a family of 12. I'm the youngest of 12. And my parents were very strict but loving, but we were like animals in the house. We were like animals in the house. And so, and they loved us, and they taught us. And my daddy had to say about home training. It was important to be trained at home. And if we wanted our friends to come over, he said, no, they ain't had no home training. They can't come over here. So raising the children, it is a village. It takes a village. We got a lot of work to do, and I'm glad to be on board to help see the future, to aid them in what directions they're taking to be a part of CWSC family, to be a help in any way that I can. And I don't know what else I can say.
Well, that was wonderful. Your generic self, your naturally balanced, I guess you can say, self. And well, I guess if we ask about family life, marriage, children.
I've been married twice. I have one son. I could add that. I've been married twice. I have one son. And my education, I'm a college dropout, and I intend to go back. I have 3 years. I went to Tulane University in New Orleans, and I went to Christian Brothers College in Memphis. And through the years, you know how you just get in classes and take and learn. And the saying is, we learn from the cradle to the grave. I crochet, I sew. You learn how to do different things. And so I'm just a creation of Allah. That's the best I could put it. I function in a dysfunctional society.
well,
we all do. that's good.
Okay, anything you'd like to share or ask Aaliyah or Latifa before we continue on?
Just support me and help guide me through this. You know, I need you all, and this is new to me. And I really want to be at my best and excellent at what I'm doing. So I need you all to, praise be to Allah, to guide me and sustain me as much as possible when I call you, you know. And you too, Martha, Sister Martha, you know, I need you all and the family. I feel like I've been a family member away from home, and I just returned home, and it's like, we got new family members here, and we're doing this and doing it. I'm like, well, tell me what's going on. So, yes, just help me, and that's it. And let's go.
Yeah, I want to welcome you, Sister Rashida. It's really nice to hear everything you just said about yourself. And just the simple fact that Sister Martha started with patience and gave us the hadith, and that's exactly what you're doing. You have a farm. I don't care if it's one goat. You have a farm. You got roosters crowing in the back. You've had a child. You work with children. You're actually doing a lot. May Allah reward you. And I wanted to add, discipline is doing something that you don't like, but doing it like you love it. So you have that, and you were brought up and raised with that with 12 kids. It takes discipline. It takes patience. Your family, your parents did a great job. I don't care. 12 kids, they all survived, even if they didn't all. That's a lot going on, and you survived, and you're still going on. And doesn't matter how long, how long it's taking you to finish. I got my last degree. I'm working on another one, and I was 60 years old. It doesn't matter. I can't tell my kids, just keep going. Just keep going. There's no time limit. There's no age limit. And like you said, from the cradle to the grave, that's exactly right. So we're here for you. They've been here for me. I've been here with CWSC and AM360 for 1 year, and everybody has open arms. They're all available, whoever you speak to, any of us. So far, I've enjoyed it. Everybody's just have open arms. It's a big family. You know, and you said dysfunctional? Yep, that's it. You know, nobody's perfect. So I just wanted to welcome you, Sister Rashida. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, we had the pleasure of connecting here in the Southwest region. We had our Southwest region over in Baton Rouge. What was that, 2000? Had to be 18, somewhere around there, Sheila. Yeah. So we had the pleasure of meeting and working together to make sure that it was successful. And, Rashida, you were the point of contact person, very good program, and you did a great job for that. And let me tell you, the soup that she made, we still talk about it now. So alhamdulillah, that's what was that, Rashida, again? Lentils, and with eggs. I never ate them with eggs before. and now every time I cook them, I eat, I put boiled eggs in them. So that was really good. Very good. Very good cook. I had a pleasure of tasting some of her food and all of that. I know you're vegetarian, so alhamdulillah, you had a lot of good food there. So thank you so much for joining our family. We talked about it, and you were excited. And so thank you for being a part of it. And I know you'll do great things because you are committed when you do something. I know we spend many days on the phone, so I know how committed you are when you put your mind to something. So welcome, and alhamdulillah. May Allah continue to bless you, sister.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much. God bless you as well. Yeah, we went through many hours for that the Southwest Conference. Alhamdulillah. Yes, I mean.
And on to me, Rashida, I believe we've been saying we must connect. So inshallah, now that I'm, I guess I can say a little more freer moving about. Wise. So now, praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can inshallah make that happen. But I'm so thankful to have you aboard with CWSC, the directors. And one thing that we've lined up is that we've made every Thursday at 7:30. As everyone is listening, if you're interested and you want to know more about CWSC, by all means, email us. That's info@cwsc.us. Again, info at cwsc.us. And you want to share know more about CWSC and the directors or the actual intelligentsia component, we are meeting every Thursday at 7:30 unless something else comes up, which sometimes it does. But 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and believe you me, when we say 30 minutes, we're in and we're out, unless there's something that really needs discussing more, you have more information you need, well, by all means. But our directors, that's the doorway they check in and share or ask questions, or if they want to be have something addressed on at our board of directors meeting. Well, we meet board of directors every second Thursday of the month at 8 p.m. So we need that 7:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time open as a window for connecting with our directors or anyone who may have a question or two about CWSC or directly to its directors, and they want to speak to us in person, so by way of telephone, of course. So it's on the conference line, Rashida. It's on the conference line. We are able to meet by Google as well, and I'm giving these behind-the-scenes information, this information rather, just to make you feel comfortable, and everyone else feel comfortable to connect with CWSC. There's no particular person that you have to reach out to. If you come in at 7:30 on Thursday evening with the conference line number information we share with you, and you're there, we're going to speak with you, all right? And as well as we're striving hard to be more diligent with answering the voice messages that are coming through to CWSC. We do get our calls. We have, I think it's Latifa and myself right now, right, Latifa, that we have our numbers connected with the CWSC phone line.
Yes.
So our line rings. It rings. And sometimes we don't get to that calling time enough before it says, and press 1 to speak with the person who's calling. But 9 times out of 10, we do answer our lines. So just know that we've made ourselves available to all who want to know more about CWSC. And for those who want to become a partner, if you're a representative of an organization, as many of us as board of directors on CWSC, as CWSC Board of Directors, as we are here, we are also connected with other organizations. And what we've come to realize, Rashida, is that we didn't want to have ourselves frayed at the end, that we're doing so many things and we're being pulled away from what our interests are. So what CWSC has noted is that whatever you are doing, whoever you're connected with, whoever or however you're connected with another organization, that organization can partner with CWSC. And your work that you do with them, the mission pretty much are the same. And so we want to bring that into the make connection with other organizations, communicate with them, and collaborate. That way the individuals that are working with CWSC see that their work is not being separate, that they can do that work and work with CWSC. As a matter of fact, it will be identifiable because that's what CWSC wants, is outreach work in the community. You've heard me many times, I'm sure, speak about Florida Conference of Muslim Americans, the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association. When I get calls now, they say, oh, yes, I remember. You're working right there in the community, what it's all about. And if you have your personal organization or interest, we want to be aware of that as well. So much so, CWSC wants to be connected whereby we do not, that we take the human being and the human value into the total perspective, your home life, your community life, your business life, your educational life. Isn't that how the imam lined it up with us to be involved in those areas? And whatever our interests are, well, of course, would be greatly more prevalent in our everyday life. If it's in education, if it's in governance or sociocultural or economics. And now, of course, we're connecting with journalism, emphasizing journalism and health, which includes attention to that mental maintenance. I'm going to keep coming back to that mental maintenance. So, Rashida, if you have any more comments you'd like to share, please, by all means, do so now. And I'm going to, everyone, we were going to have an interview with Imam Dr. Mikhail Hamid, but unfortunately today is a very, very, very busy day for him. As a matter of fact, his wife, instead of him driving to work, he had his wife take him to the Tri-Rail. Here in South Florida, we have the Tri-Rail, and it's easier to get on that train and make it to your distance rather than, or your destination, rather than drive in the traffic. But back to you, Rashida.
As-salamu alaykum. Thank you. Thank you once again, Martha. I would like to say I do appreciate just being a part of the family, and to add Moz Cares, being the chair of the Youth and Young Adult Education Committee, actually Sister Claire Muhammad Education Committee. I have to put our Queen Mother in there, Sister Claire Muhammad Education Committee. This is a marriage. This is truly a marriage because we work with all of the Sister Claire Muhammad schools throughout the world. You know, we have a school in Bermuda. We have a school in New York, Atlanta, all across the nation. And they're working on opening up a school in the Bahamas and Jamaica, Sister Claire Muhammad schools. So that tells me wherever there is a school for Sister Claire Muhammad, that's new growth and new birth for our committee and our society and our remaking the world in Al-Islam. So I'm excited about that. And to be a part of all of the different schools and CWSC scholarship, it's a marriage to help these youth and young adults who are in college and getting ready to go to college to have some money to either buy books or get some clothes. And I think we have one school in Senegal. And so this is exciting to me. I'm so excited, and I'm so grateful. And thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to grow. I'm learning and growing again. I thank Allah. I thank Allah. And I can't thank Allah enough for you all being there. And yes, Martha, we were supposed to take the paradise trip together.
Yes, that's what
the paradise cruise, remember that? The paradise cruise. Yeah, well, inshallah, we still will take that paradise cruise together. But I am just so excited to be a part of the family. And Jumma Mubarak to everyone, and thank you so much. Alhamdulillah. So,
Alhamdulillah. Jumma Mubarak to you. And before you go, please, you don't have to leave. Of course, we pray you don't, but we understand if you do. When you mention about the schools, you know, you may or may not know, I'm sure probably more so than not. Priscilla Al Ukta, our event planner, is founder and director with the Sister Clara Muhammad School National Alumni Association.
Alhamdulillah.
And she's located in California, so we're going to be making that connection continuously as we go along. This is what we're developing, and at the same time, dear brother Amin Abdullah in California. Each time he comes on, if he's listening this morning, I pray, he will definitely preface his comments with the Clara Muhammad STEM School.com. So the Clara Muhammad STEM School.com. As a matter of fact, he recently reached out for legal help through our Model Community National Resource Directory. And so, of course, we're connecting him with the Council on American Islamic Relations, who is the National Deputy Officer is with CARE, is Edward Ahmed Mitchell. And where did he graduate from? Sister Clara Muhammad School.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So praise be to Allah. It is Almighty God that's making the connections, and we're just so
thankful to be servants at this time in our lives, all of us, Aaliyah, Latifa, you, myself, and all the listeners, and those who are hosts on AM360, those who have been hosts on AM360, those who have been what you call advisors or directors, and for whatever has occurred in life that has taken us away, it is a good. It is a good. I won't say separation. It just lends itself to say, I've done my part there. Whatever Almighty God has for me to do, I'm willing. I'm just a willing servant. So we understand when you say you're a creation of Allah and you're willing to be that servant, continued here through CWSC. I'm only waiting for the future. It's almost like lay back and seek. Allah, can you show me the future somewhat? And perhaps that's not a good thing, but alhamdulillah. But thank you once again, Rashida, for accepting. And Latifa, as we go forward, I stated, alhamdulillah, I was going to have that interview with our dear brother, Mikhail Hamin of Masjid Al-Ansar. So how I'm going to work this is I'm going to give everyone some history on Masjid Al-Ansar and our guests. I apologize to our audience. Please, if anyone who has a question or comment, please come on and press 1 on your phone and give congratulations to Rashida. Please, I didn't address that, and I apologize. Oh, to you, dear audience. Latifa, if anyone pressed 1 on their phone, to come into the conversation and share and just congratulate Rashida, by all means, everyone, the time is open now for you. Let's see if I can bring up my screen here.
401-258,
state your name and where you come from. Assalamu alaikum, Juma Mubarak. This is Sister Angela Marie from North Providence, Rhode Island. I would like to congratulate the sister, and also, I mean, she is up my alley. She's alhamdulillah. Sometimes Allah does things, brings like-minded together. She does all the things I like to do or used to do, because I used to help Sister Clara Muhammad School at Malcolm Shabazz at 116th Street, Atlantic Town, fundraise for their school. And I brought Imam Wilmore Siddiqui from Florida at that time. I think it was 1984. I brought him. I paid for him to come to Sister Clara Muhammad School, and he did a fundraiser in one of the schools nearby. And, oh, my God, I made up T-shirts and all kinds of things for Sister Clara Muhammad School to help them fundraise calendars. And I like working with children, too. I used to be a daycare provider. I used to be on the Child Interest Committee in Master Abdul Musi Khalifa in Brooklyn, New York. And she likes to sew. I like to sew. I like to do gardening. So Sister Latifa Hameen had asked me, did I want to help do some volunteer in some capacity? Well, I would just like to work with this sister. I don't want to be too sworn in or whatever, but if I can help her do her job in any capacity, alhamdulillah. So I would like to give her my number, 401-323-3566. Angela Marie Kanston, KANSTON, and my email is Angela, KANSTOM, 1983@gmail.com. So I got pushed to do something because I want to help her, but I don't want to get sworn in for America 360, but I just want to help her do something like on the sidelines. You know, she called me and I could say, oh, yeah, I can help you do this. We could do. I'd like to work with her because she's right on the money with me as far. I mean, when I say on the money, she's up my alley. I just say, alhamdulillah, Allah can bring things together the way he wants to, you know. It's like a domino effect. That's how he works. Okay. Sometimes we don't have to force things to make the shoe fit. He will do it in his time and his way. So alhamdulillah for that, sister. Allahu Akbar. I didn't even know about the youth committee in mosque cares. Well, I listen to them almost every day, especially the cookbook that they gave at the end. And I didn't know that they had a youth committee. I need to get on board with a lot of things. That is great. Oh, Lord. I'm telling you, Allah is doing something here today. Thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. So, sister, keep my number and call me. And are you in North Carolina?
I'm in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, but I need you to repeat your name once again.
Okay, you're in Louisiana. Okay, did you get the information, my number?
Could you please repeat it again? And thank you.
Okay. Angela Marie Kanston, K-A-N-S-T-O-N, and Marie, M-A-R-I-E, Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, and my number is 401-323-3566, and my email is angelakanstom1983@gmail.com. I'm in North Providence, Rhode Island. Oh, my goodness. You like to
bless.
Alhamdulillah. May Allah continue to bless everybody. Assalamu alaikum, Juma Mubarak.
Alaikum assalam and Juma Mubarak to you, Angela. That is
so much.
Wonderful.
Angela, wow. Thank you so much. She's way up there at the top.
Alhamdulillah. We have another caller. 914-434,
assalamu
alaikum, Brother Muhammad.
Wa alaikum assalam to everyone.
Wa alaikum salam.
Assalamu alaikum,
Brother. Yeah, I just wanted to say I got on a little bit late. I'm usually on the program every Friday listening, and I heard Rashida Robinson saying, What's happening with AM36, and what was the position that you just been given to receive on AM360?
As director of scholarship, you know, I work with the youth and young adults and Sister Claire Muhammad Education Committee with Mosque Cares, and this is a marriage, alhamdulillah, to work with CWSC scholarship. And Brother Muhammad, we go way back. Brother Muhammad is my brother. He's not my biological brother, but we do other things together through the Lifeline. And this is an honor today. This is a very special day to be honored. And I want to stay humble, but I'm excited like a child in a candy store.
I'm definitely going to have to go back and hear this everything from the beginning. I got on late this morning. Praise be to Allah. And Rashida, congratulations. Congratulations.
Oh, praise be to Allah. Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much, Brother Muhammad. And give your wife, Sister Sharifa, the greetings for me. And I want to say this. It's special for him to do that, for Brother Muhammad to congratulate, because he's a very stern and firm brother, and it's like if you don't earn it, he don't give it to you. So I appreciate that. Alhamdulillah.
Yes. And so Sister Angela, I hear you on some of the programs, and I was trying to figure who is this Angela we hear. And then you gave your last name a few minutes ago. I said, yeah, that's Sister Angela from Providence, Rhode Island. Well, it's a great day, y'all guys here, man. It's a fantastic group and family. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Oh, I am just seizing from ear to ear. Go right ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Alhamdulillah.
Well, let us take a station identification break, then come back, and inshallah, we will continue. You're listening to AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back, inshallah.
Peace be with you and welcome to Positive Solutions to Critical Issues, hosted by yours truly, Dr. Jamal Rashid and instructor Henry Hasid. This program is sociologically as well as psychologically inclined, with Fitler as its base. We examine the root seed to multiple effects that impact our holistic daily lives. So tune in each and every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. Thank you, and have a pleasant day.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Family, community, city, state, country, and more. Everything starts with you, the individual, you. What is the character of you? Are you a book? Can you be read? Join us every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a wonderful hour of information being shared by you, with you, for you, the you in all of us. I am Martha Naila Abdullah, and I am your host for Community Developmental Stages. Again, every Friday evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., be there.
All right, welcome back to the CWSC Friday Roundtable. You can connect with us online at am360.org or by 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. You can join us live in the studio like you're doing now by dialing 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. You can email us at info@cwsc.org. .us or tweet us at CWSURA, like us on Facebook, Community Wise Shura Conference, and AM360 Sharing. Visit the website of our parent company at CWSC.us or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. You can also come online at AM360.org. You're listening to AM360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. Together, we can remake the world into a better place. And join us back here at 1:30 p.m. for Share Your Juma. You know that comes on. We have Share Your Juma every Friday for those that are shutting in, those that cannot make it out. We offer that, alhamdulillah. It's going to be at 1:30 p.m. from Master Muhammad of Jacksonville, Florida. Khatib is Imam Yahya Abdullah. Subject is Ellis Lamb is Raising in America, alhamdulillah. So we have that coming at 1:30 p.m. And then join us back here at 7 o'clock p.m. for our Community Buzz and Community Developmental Stages with yours truly, Martha Naila Abdullah. All right, we are back. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
All right. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Latifa. And you know, I love the camaraderie. Everyone, you may not know, I'm sure you don't. I don't know why I'm saying you may not. on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., Latifa, if you remember, and Rasita, we met. We had established a meeting for ourselves. It was like shouldering each other. It was a time in our lives. Allah SWT allowed us in that time, and it was so valuable to me on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. To just be online and be a support for one another. And I'm sure that many ones do that, perhaps they meet in person, but even the spirit coming, the vibe coming through the line on the phone is so valuable, and I just I'm just referencing it now because I'm thinking back on it and hearing your voice, Latifa, and hearing Rashida's. And Aaliyah is such a comforting voice, too. You weren't part of the group when we were meeting, but you fit right in. praise be to Almighty God. And that's what I'm feeling right now, you know, as we're talking here at the round table. I want to bring into our focus right now, as we spoke on patience and we have CWSC directors, I want to bring us to the point of ANSAR, point of thought, ANSAR, and what that
Martha.
Means. Yes.
Martha, I think we have a caller. Let me get to the caller.
Oh, please, by all means.
And then we'll come back, inshallah. 773-449, state your name and where you're calling from. You're on the CWSC Friday Roundtable.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Amira Muhammad Shahid. Thank you all for the thank you for the job well done that you do. I haven't met any of you all personally. And my dear friend, Sister Rashida, congratulations. Oh, my God. I know, Rashida, you're always willing to roll your sleeve up and jump right in. If you see a need that needs to be met, you're right there, you know. And I'm just going to say, like Sister Angela, you know you can always call on me. I just wanted to say congratulations to you, and may Allah continue to bless the efforts of all of you all on this line and those who's listening who may want to, in the future, become a part of what you're standing for. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Samir Muhammad. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and I know you're there for me. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah,
I thank Allah for you. Through the years, you've been there for me. So I thank Allah for being my good sister in Chicago, yes, and St. Louis. So thank you so much. And, yes, I am grateful, and I will be calling you. Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah.
All right.
Now that you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unfolding it. I mean, many directors, and Latifa, you could be a witness to this. Many directors don't get immediate staff or connections right off the bat.
This is the round table. You know, I'm at the round table. I'm just so elated, you know, that. You know, but when let me just say this, when you're working with children, when you're helping, it's just something about the need and the knowing that people love to do. You know, we all have children or raise children or we, you know, and we all been children and young adults. And so people, you know, you got brothers and sisters will come in and say, hey, I can do this. I can help you with that. And I'm just honored, I really am, to have wonderful people, good people. Sister Angela, she's a beautiful spirit. And I know Sister Amira, she's a beautiful, awesome spirit. And Brother Muhammad, like I said, if you don't qualify, you don't get his accolades. You don't get his appreciation. Congratulations.
And we can bear witness to that.
Today, to be at the round table to say thank you and may Allah guide us and manage our lives and keep us and forgive us of our sins and protect us from the enemy of ourselves and others and the shaitan and the hellfire. I'm just grateful.
I mean. Okay, before I begin on ANSAR, Latifa or Aaliyah, you have any comments?
No, I'm just, it's really a good vibe here. Alhamdulillah. No, I'm just listening. Alhamdulillah.
All right.
Can I just share Aaliyah. Aaliyah, I had a student in my summer camp some years ago named Aaliyah. A little Christian girl.
A-L-I-A?
I don't know how she spelled it. I think it was just
That's okay.
But you know, they spell Aaliyah so many ways with the Y and the A-H and the Lee the H. But her name was Aaliyah. And she was Christian, and everybody thought she was Muslim, but she was a little devoted Christian girl.
And I'm right. I've written a children's book called Aaliyah's Birthday.
And wow.
Because Aaliyah, and I just wanted to share that because your name is Aaliyah, you might spell it differently. But Aaliyah was a little girl who didn't want anybody to have a birthday but her. And so I was so impressed with that, and I knew people who had the same day. And so I wrote the book of Aaliyah's Birthday. And so I just wanted to share that with you because I never
talked about
you, but you're such a beautiful spirit as well. I know Sister Lodge
is a sister,
but I hope that one day I will be able to share that book with you and others. And
I want to see it and see how they can see or buy it. Where is it?
It's his birthday, and so I'm hoping that inshallah it comes out this year. So, but I just your name.
Oh, boy, alhamdulillah. Aaliyah means lofty in Arabic. And so that's, you know, it's a tough job, but Aaliyah, she's got to be good. Alhamdulillah, just like you said. And I hope I strive to be, you know, lofty. L-O-F-T-L-Y.
Okay. All right. I think she really was. Because she came in. And she was a little girl that, like I said, she was a devout Christian. And I had Christian and Muslim children, and she'd come in and talk about Jesus. And I said, and we would talk about different prophets in the camp. And I said, no, Aaliyah, not Jesus today. We're talking about Father Abraham. And she was,
yeah. Look at that. And
so she was about five. She was about five, and now she's 11. And, I gradually start writing. And as I say, I'm a writer as well, and I thank Allah for thoughts. I'll leave it as that. Yeah, but her name.
And ironically, or not even ironically, I used to be a Sunday school teacher.
Listen to that.
For the kids, because I was a kid. So they put me in, I used to do summer school, what do you call that in the summer? I was a kid, I was about 10. What do you call it in the summer? Summer school.
Summer camp,
it was at church. Bible school, yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what it was. And I used to be one of the teachers.
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting that she's a Christian. Yeah, wow.
And her name is Aaliyah, and, you know, other people thought, you know, say Aaliyah. When I would tell them about the book, they'd say Aaliyah. A little Muslim girl, huh? No.
Yeah. A lot of people like the Muslim names. I know some Latifas. I even know some Marthas, a couple of Marthas who, you know, it just resonates with people.
Mm-hmm.
The name flows, you know. So I get you. Aaliyah, she's a little teacher. She's in the summer camp. Yeah. I'd like to meet her just for
I had to teach her, I say, this book is about sharing, because she didn't want to share her birthday with anybody. She said, no, this is my birthday. I said, this is my son's best friend's birthday today. She said, no, this is my birthday, and alone, my birthday. So at the end of the story, Aaliyah shares her birthday with all the people she met in that day who had a birthday with her.
When was her birthday? When is her birthday?
January the 17th.
Oh, boy. Oh, good. Okay. Well, mine's May 13th, so, I mean, it's nothing similar. I was just wondering when
Well, you just happy belated birthday to you.
Oh, boy, thank you. People had to remind me. When you get over 40, well, I'm many, many years. I'm 67 now. Alhamdulillah. That's all I can say.
Alhamdulillah.
I made it.
Well, inshallah. Inshallah, come Juneteenth, I will be 70 years old.
Wow. Didn't even sound like it. Wow. Isn't it something?
I went back to Tulane, back in school, but I'm online, but back in school, yes. And I decided to stay this time and just go. But yes, alhamdulillah.
Wow. Congratulations. School. You made it. I mean, every day, me and Latifah say that, above ground. You know, it's a blessing because nowadays so many people, and I'm over here on the East Coast with that haze and that smoke, And I opened my door, and the smoke just came out. All my relatives from Ohio, I'm from Ohio, they said, "You okay?" Because they know I'm getting up in age. I'm the oldest of the group of our clan. And it's just really something. We never know. So we have to be, you know, do our best to be as good a person, a Muslim. So, you know, I just want to put that out there. You know, let's just pray for each other, everybody, because we never know what we're going to wake up to.
And that's a conversation I would love to have about us being the elders now. We are the elders. I know I'm the elder of my family. My parents are gone and my aunts and uncles. And now when I look back and reflect, I'm the auntie of the aunties. And I'm like, what? Yeah. So we are the elders.
Yeah, my nephew called me an elder. I said, who is that? He said, Auntie Aaliyah, you don't even realize. You know you're the oldest. I just don't feel it, you know? And so that's what they call me. And it's just really a nice feeling because I'm not, you know, I'm healthy, alhamdulillah, you know, as healthy goes. And just to be conscientious and have your mental faculties in order, that's why I talk about mental maintenance. That's what I've always done my career until I retired, and I'm not really retired. But we have to keep that intact. And I just read a story while you were talking, believe it or not. One of the teachers in our community here in New Jersey, he just turned 100. They named a school after him and his wife. They just completed the school. It's called Booker, Charles Booker Elementary. And I had no idea. I just sent it out in the group text to my family. He's no relative, but just the idea. He's still living to see this legacy of a school named after him and his wife. They build it from the ground up in our African-American community here. It's beautiful.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, we'd never know. So let's just keep paving forward. Alhamdulillah, I'm thankful to be above ground. That's what the sister
said. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah. So.
All right. As we this is unfolding right before us, everyone, and this is how much is done when we're in the spirit of, and I say praise be to Almighty God for the love and the kindness and the spirit of being involved and being connected and communicating. And then as we're going to be collaborating on much, God willing. So I'm just overjoyed too and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you, Aaliyah. Thank you, Latifa. And definitely to Rashida and to the callers, Brother Muhammad, and to our two sisters, Angela and Amira. We are so thankful. And to all the ones who are listening now, you can see why AM360 is the number one Islamic radio, not the only, but the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. And I must commend now coming up along with our other stations that we are connecting with, before I go to Ansar now, A New Day for Al-Islam with William Kareem. If everyone, if you tune in on Mondays and Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., you will be so thoroughly you will enjoy what you hear as he does the upload live on Monday mornings, and that's speaking about into the world of social media. And then on Tuesday mornings, he's speaking about the prophets, the lives of the prophets. And at this moment, he's reading from the life that of, well, the revelation rendered by others in reference to the Bible and the life, early life of the prophets, earlier prophets. So praise be to Almighty God. And then all of the mediums, but IWDM with Imam, what is it, Sahir? Let's see if I have it right. Mikhail Sahir, Imam Mikhail Sahir. And then with Imam Fahim Shuaib, he has clear understanding. And with Naima Latif, with the Female Solution. And there are other mediums that we're going to be connecting with, Imam Yahya Abdullah, and with Mosque Cares, is one speaking about the Lifeline, and many others. Why? Just because it is the act of being an Ansar. And I'll share with you what the it has been stated that the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prayers and peace be upon him, what he stated, it was stated that he said, he shared. It says, and this is narrated by Abu Huraira. This is volume 5, book 58, number 123 on the hadith. Says the Prophet, or Abdul Qasim, said, if the Ansar took their way through a valley or a mountain pass, I would take Ansar's valley, and but for the migration, I would have been one of the Ansar. Abu Huraira used to say, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is not unjust by saying so. May my parents be sacrificed for him, for the Ansar sheltered and helped him, or said a similar sentence, excuse me. Then on to another, patience everyone. It says that the Ansar, this is volume 5, book 58, number 126, narrated Abu Huraira, radiallahu anha, the Ansar said to the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please divide the date palm trees between us and them, meaning the immigrants. The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, no. The Ansar said then, let them, the immigrants, do the labor for us in the garden and share the date fruit with us. The immigrants said, we accepted this. So the pointing out about the Ansar being helpers in the way of, and definitely with the faith, as it said, the last one I'll share, narrator Al-Bara said, I heard the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, or the Prophet said, none loves the Ansar but a believer, and none hates them but a hypocrite. So Allah, highly glorified is Allah, will love him who loves them, and he will hate him who hates them, referring to the Ansar. And I ended with that one because to be a helper or to share in the work of good is so, so important to our own souls individually, and then to our soul as a community, as Imam Warsi Muhammad, rahimahullah alayh, mercy of Almighty God be upon him, always said that we are as one community, as one body, and even the family of Adam, the children of Adam, for those who strive in the way of good collectively, and as those who are connected with and following under the Father Abraham, stress that, because CWSC is not limited to any one faith, but we're grounded on the use of the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. So to implement that in our lives, it gives such ease to our heart and our soul and our mind to know that we are striving in the way of good, and any good work that we see that's being done in the community, the Imam stressed, I'm just going to say it in my way, that we would be very hypocritical if we did not reach out to connect with those who are doing good. It is not about who started it, but it is about who extends it and who connects with it and extends it. And that's why CWSC is about, when we say, now you understand when we say, we're about connecting, communicating, and collaborating and being committed to the consistency of that.
Alhamdulillah. We have a couple of callers,
okay,
inshallah. All right. 914-134. Brother Muhammad again. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I just take a couple of minutes, too. I just think Sister Angela has an article in the Muslim Journal, May 13th through the 19th, 23 issue. It's called, there's a new column in the paper and journal called Expressions of Visiting Forces. And Angela has an article in her column called Mindful. So get that if you get the Muslim Journal or be sure to read this article. Thank you. Oh, man.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm in love. I'm in love.
That's what.
All right, God. 347-751. Assalamu alaikum. This is my Hassan.
Assalamu alaikum, my Hassan.
Oh, we haven't heard from you in a while, sis.
And
I really love
Hassan. Allahu Akbar. Greetings. Assalamu alaikum to all of you. I am a habitual listener. I have to confess. it's so wonderful. I've been so busy. A lot, you know, there are times, like Aaliyah seemed to be alluding to, there are times when Allah uses his servant. He said he created men and jinn for nothing more than his worship, right?
Right.
That doesn't, to me, that doesn't mean the rituals of worship.
Mm-mm.
So Sister Marcia said, it's the work and the connection that satisfy the purpose that Allah created us to serve him, the manner. So I'm enjoying, I'm just enjoying your comments. I really don't want to interject, except that the spirit struck me. Okay.
Oh, good. Good. Sister Mahasan, I just spoke to Latifah. Latifah can attest. Maybe just the last time we spoke, which was yesterday or the day before. Where is Sister Mahasan?
Oh,
love hearing your voice. It's so inviting, and just, you know, I just sit back and just listen. You're like a storyteller every time you speak. So anyway, I just had to say that. Alhamdulillah. I'm glad to
I can attest to that. She definitely did say that. Mentioned your name.
Yes.
Asked when you were. We hadn't heard from you in a while.
I know. That's because over the last month or so, I have been approved and scholarshiped to do a training. Guess what it is, Sister Aaliyah?
I'm scared. What? I don't know. It's so many things.
Yes,
maintenance, mental, children, health.
Listen, all of the above, but specifically what you just said, because I've been asked, number one, the group that I'm associated with, do a lot of interface dialogue with, is called Grandparents Around the World.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I didn't believe that there's a big insurge or outsurge, or I don't know what you call it, but yeah, I'm supposed to be applying to be a grandparent. And I just haven't had the time. They gave me the application. They said, come on, Sister Lee. Grandparent? Oh, my goodness. Where is it? What state? Where are you?
You're in New York, right?
Oh, yes. I'm in New Jersey. Right.
You're my neighbor just across the water.
That's right.
Through the tunnel. And so we have, initially, we've got two chapters going. My chapter alone, last count, there were over 300 grandparents, and they're mostly women. And I just have this love, like Sister Rashida was saying, I just have this love of elderly. It's like I can't resist them, right?
Yeah,
and so
Allah
gives me a great bit of an enjoyment for the work that I'm able to do and asked to do. So on Sunday, I will be a guest speaker at an event here that happens every month in Harlem. So, it is concerning mental health and the elderly. But
maybe I can just give you a call because I may be able to go across and come and listen. Or are they going to have it on Zoom? Are they going to have it live, just live?
And my presentation will happen through Zoom. And this is called a collaboration, Martha, of Community Holistic Harlem. It's called.
You know, we need that information, right? We're gonna need it.
Yes. Specifically,
yes.
What's that information?
So for two, you have it. Just know that I will give it to you. For 2 years, I was they had a conference 2 years ago. It was on education and reading, and so they invited me to come and make that presentation. Out of that, 2 years have evolved where I've been doing just following whatever it is I can do. I'm kind of like my sisters here. You know, whatever Allah has for us to do, we're willing to do. So when I'm listening and enjoying the camaraderie and the unity, the spirit, again, this week I was sent, surprised, and sent the second volume of the book that Dr. Zakiya Muhammad was able to get the help to finish, as she was challenged health-wise before she returned to Allah, Rahim Alali. It's called The Mother of the Nation. Clara Evans Muhammad, the wife of Elijah Muhammad, mother of Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Now, sisters, I have both Dr. Judy Musa, who helped complete the second volume. She sent me the first volume last year. And then as they published the second volume, one of the imams who's working and promoting it sent me the second volume. Sisters, we've got to get this book. It is a page turner, let me tell you. And it's so detailed. Dr. Zakiya was such an excellent scholar. Her history, we'll have to bring Sister Judy Musa on the Friday roundtable, so she can share with us the spirit that this Dr. Zakiya still has with us. It's like she is still lost it in the Quran. He says, "You say that they are dead." He said, but you don't know. They are alive, right?
Right.
Allah maintained their spirit. So I wanted to say I'm into the second volume. The day I got it in the mail, I started thumbing through it. You know how you do with the new book, right? When I looked up, it was 2.5 hours later.
Wow.
Right?
Yep.
And I almost couldn't it's a page turner, because I didn't know, due to the beautiful detail of Dr. Zakiya's research, she has captured the spirit, that Ansar. And Martha, when you emphasize that, Sister Dear Martha, it came to my consciousness, this is the most valuable thing. Valuable reason that Imam W.D. Muhammad's mother was created, because Dr. Zakiya gives the detail, excruciating detail, of relationships and how much they mattered in the early nation of Islam. You know, so I thought of you all. I said, you're just carrying forth this spirit. Mm. When we love each other, when we do for each other, when we call each other, say, hey, I haven't talked to you in a bit now. What's going on? Martha and I do that all the time. Alhamdulillah. And we're like sisters. But that spirit was instilled through the relationship that naturally the Imam's mother, Sister Clara Muhammad, from where she came, grew up through early childhood, that was family. Everybody was family. And that's the thing that she inculcated in the early nation of Islam. She and the other sisters whose husbands were incarcerated along with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam W.D. Muhammad, they were able, because the warden wouldn't allow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the believers to have a Quran. They didn't allow it. And she and the wives of those who were incarcerated along with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, they would hand write the Quran. And during their family visit, they would, I'll say smuggle, but they would make sure that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had the Quran so that he could continue his study of it. And just, you know, when we have the Quran, evil sources abandon you. If you play the recitation in your home,
that's right,
Satan cannot remain. You'll quote unquote, you'll hear him breaking through the door trying to get away from you.
That's right.
And I speak of this like that because that's what I do. When I feel something not right, I throw my CD in, and it gets so peaceful in here. But she did that, and she coordinated and ran the community in the absence of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. She did it all, right? And so she was not only responsible for the initiation of the system of homeschooling in America. She was also responsible for getting the Quran in the prisons, starting the chaplaincy. Girl, look, I was fit to be tied when I read this. I couldn't put the book down. So now we have the evidence of the origin of the spirit, like Sister Martha was reading from the Hadith. This is real. And she, oh Allah, she was blessed by Allah to be the first to hear Farad Muhammad, Master Farad Muhammad is what they called him. She went back to get her husband, couldn't find him, searched around because it was during the Depression, and she found him. He was sitting on a railroad in despair. And she said he was inebriated. She put him on her back, and they went home. She said, there's somebody I want you to meet. There's something, message I want you to hear. She cleaned him up. Sisters, we talking about bathing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Giving him time to become sober. At that next meeting, he agreed to go with her. She said, you got to hear this. You got to hear this believer. She was a Christian at the time, but it struck her heart. And when he went, when she took him, he had the same impression that she did. And she introduced him to Farad Muhammad. And Farad Muhammad didn't make a, you know, at that time, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't have all the prolific acclaim. And he was just a man suffering trouble because of the power of that time. It was so hard on the African American. Most of us were poor, right? That type of thing. But he knew, this is what Dr. Zakiya wrote. She did tons of interviews to get the word. She said the Imam
I'm saying amen. Nasser Farhad Muhammad looked at him and just shook his hand, didn't get excited. He had asked Clara, who had gone to hear him for the first time, would she bring her husband? I'm getting chills now, to meet him. And look at what happened. Look at this. You all are talking about our station of responsibility as elders now. I like that, Sister Aliyah and Sister Rashida. We are the ones. We're the ones who we've been waiting for now. And we have the legacy of the origin of the Nation of Islam and its whole history. But Sister Clara Muhammad was loved because she loved.
Beautiful, beautiful story. And Sister, I have to remember, because I used to be a chaplain here in New Jersey for the Muslim and non-Muslim women in the prison. Come diddy love. That is beautiful. I wish I knew. But I know now. So anytime I go back, I mention that story. Beautiful story. That's just
Alhamdulillah.
Oh,
I want to let you know also, Sister Mahasa, you're so on point, because that story, I was told that story. And the sister that before she passed, she was interviewed on some program, and I happened to be on that program, because when you start saying that, it became so fresh in my mind what you just said, and you told it the way it was, because I heard her speak somewhere before she passed, and she was talking about that book. And I remember it, and when you start talking, I was like, wow, I remember that. I'm going to laugh. So that is such
a
pleasure.
Thank you for sharing that, Sister Latifah, because social media has been just jumping off the hook. And you know, Allah has his way of answering you, Imam Muhammad left us with that dua. He said, oh Allah, I cannot manage this life myself without you. Please make my life what you want it to be, what you prefer it to be. Do not allow me to act on my own. And Allah is answering our dua, because he said, tell my servant in the Quran that I am near. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I hear him when my servant, that's us trying to be his servants. But he said, tell them, I hear them when they call on me, when they beg of me. He said, now, let them hear me, right, when I call on them and answer. And this is the spirit that is alive among us. Today, we have lived to see the day when this spirit will continue, right? There's a saying that comes on, right? The spirit is alive. Inshallah. Sister Clara, may him bless it to stay alive. And we pass it on to our children. That be our legacy, is the spirit of love and connection and diligence. Y'all got to stop me now. You know I'm a storyteller. You still stop me.
We're with you. We're right there with you.
Sister Latifah said something that Dr. Zakia emphasized, right, in that we don't know a lot of times why we why we show up at the same place at the same time, why we say the same words, right, in the same spirit. But that is the blessing that Allah's presence and nearness to us as a community affords us. And we have to be kind and loving to each other. That's what's, inshallah, by the grace of Allah, that's what's going to get us into the paradise, inshallah. I'll stop right there. I love you.
Wow. Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Up there.
I love what you're. I need to get that information about, it's going to be on Zoom on Sunday. If she can please give it, if you can do that, Sister Mahasin, how do we get that information?
Okay, I'll go back because I have the flyer in my text. Martha, you know my number.
Yes.
I can give you my number. If you call me, I'll give you all of the information. Okay.
That's the 347, right?
Beg your pardon?
It's the 347-751?
That's it. You have
okay,
it.
Okay, so I have it. Very good. Alhamdulillah. That was fabulous, that whole session. I call that a mental health session because
yes.
I just deep breath. I just, oh, boy, that was fabulous. From Latifah to Sister Rashida, inshallah, she's listening. Sister Martha, thank you guys for even just accepting me to be a co-host. I'm excited. I'm happy. Today is a good, you know, always a good day. But, oh, man, that was fabulous. I really appreciated that story.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And, you know, we, Sister Mahasin, this is Sister Rashida talking. You know, we're supposed to be chaplains, too. No, we started out on that venture, but inshallah, we will continue.
And I keep remembering and said, I hope she calls me and we follow up and we get to do that. You know, I tell you about Sister Rashida's voice, and Sister Martha knows this. Her voice has been a part of AM 360 for about 6 years, 7 years.
Yeah.
I remember when she first started calling in and bringing such a beautiful, ebullient spirit.
Alhamdulillah. I feel like I've been with family, AM 360 family. I just feel like I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Are you? And welcome. Yes.
Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. Love Akbar. Love you. She's
and before Mahasin leaves, before Mahasin leaves off the air, assalamu alaikum. I apologize for interrupting. Mahasin is our the CWSC analyst. And I often say before you can analyze anything, you have to have something happening in order to analyze. And we're coming up on that I was going to say Dr. I'm always almost to say Dr. Mahasin Abdussalam. Alhamdulillah, I heard Imam Hatim Hamidullah say that, and I don't think it's an error, but Allah SWT is the best knower. And so with that, yes, CWSC coming on the 50-year human family, introducing as well, the 50-year human family strategic planning initiatives, and all of this, the intelligentsia, it's all part of the initiative, and I want to squeeze in this morning partnerships that we've formed and how we're moving. It's like wildfire, praise be to Allah. We're picking up the mantle and moving forward, and I say that because everyone who's listening, if you're in these areas, especially in the east and the northeast of the United States, but the central and the west, we are 50 states strong. We are 50 states strong, and we see it that way. So praise be to Allah with the information that's being shared, but now we're wanting to make definite steps, and that is find the sounding areas that are performing. We're saying the masjid, the Islamic centers are connected with, we're taking charge, I'm saying it like that, of the history of the state of the Association of Leadership of Imam Warsi Muhammad. That in and of itself, unless we intentionally
documented in a unified manner, not in a separate manner, but in a unified manner. And only CWSC has made it its intentional process to connect all those who are working, connect it and make it known to all so that the history will be truly documented in the best way, inshallah. Right. And one of the efforts is through the doorway of Juneteenth. Why? The relativity of those who were enslaved, not looking for handouts, not begging, but taking a stand. And when you take a stand, that means you have a belief, sounding belief. And those who, like the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who followed him and in his unstinting belief in Almighty God, and the patience that he had to have when the revelation was not coming forth, and others were questioning, was he a madman? That, I mean, I can only imagine. And then to go to an area where helpers were there dedicated to perform, not knowing what the history would look like. But now we know the history. We know the return to Mecca. And they're saying that Mecca is for excellence. So it's a return to excellence, the human excellence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala endowed upon all the descendants of Adam. So we say that I'm trying to squeeze it all in so that we can get an understanding of where we stand as descendants of those who were enslaved. We can't take on the charge of anyone else. Everyone has that important charge to take a stand by what Almighty God has blessed them with through their history.
Yes.
We know our history, and so we're taking that stand, and that is going to be shown in Miami, for one, galvanizing the efforts of all those who are connected, and whatever is happening through the day of Juneteenth or the weekend or the essence of Juneteenth, it definitely will be in Miami. And so CWSC will be present, inshallah, and we will be present for all those who are connected with CWSC. I'm saying present for those who can't make it. We hope to have it on AM360 and our connection with the Yusuf Shah Islamic Center and others in the Northeast section and on through the East Coast and the West Coast of the United States.
Yes,
I'll stop right there.
We have another
Thank you,
caller.
Latifa. I hear you. Okay.
Another caller. We have the sister back, 773-449. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum assalam. Sister Amir again. I am so proud of what I stayed on the line. This is my first time getting on this line. I am so proud of what I heard today. So many sisters being empowered. And Sister Mahasin is one of my dear friends. I've known her for, is it 30 years, Sister Mahasin? We worked with Ensemble in Chicago. And the rest of the sisters on the panel, I think I met Sister Latifa, is she the same one that was in Chicago? But I'm just so proud of you all. I just really am. You know, it's like, you know, you have an idea of who Allah, what your purpose is, what Allah gave you a purpose for. But then when you hear and connect with others, I'm speaking in terms of sisters now, that are so empowered and that they can empower you with their voice, with their commitment. I'm just so happy for y'all. I mean, really, just, you know, what you're doing. And I pray Allah that I can connect. I want to work closely with Rashida and Mahasin and you all as well. I just didn't know that, you know, that this voice is so congruent, you know, as I'm hearing on this line. And I just feel so fulfilled this morning. So I just pray Allah that he continue to, I'm going to say now, bless us. I'm going to hook on to this chain. And I just want to say thank you. I just feel so elated in my spirit today because I got up this morning. I'm always wondering, oh, Allah, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? And, you know, he'll give you some insight. But then, you know, it's like this is not a work for one individual. It's a collective effort. And that's what I'm hearing from you all. And I'm just so happy to hear that. I just want to say thank you. And may Allah bless us going forward.
Alhamdulillah. And sister, you want to be involved?
You're going to be involved in what we have going on, and maybe we can be looking and seeing what's available for you. You're talking about the purpose. Sister, we got a lot of work in here, so let's talk.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Let us talk. So you mind if I contact you, my sister?
No, ma'am. No, go right ahead. I'll give you my number. Okay. 773.
I have it on. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Go. Okay. All right, then. Okay.
Yeah, I have it on the board. And
it's
what's
gonna
your name
be a force to reckon with me, Mahasin, and Rashida, and the rest of y'all, because we already know each other, so we know what we can't do. So.
And what's your name again, sis?
Amira Muhammad Shahid.
Amira Muhammad Shahid. All right, sis. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sister Rashida. Sister Amira is a newlywed. May I say this, Sister Amira?
Please.
You
know, the sister you were telling me about in Chicago. Okay.
I was going to say, Sister Amira.
Her husband is a part of the family.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Somebody lost.
Congratulations for sure.
She is a
again?
Storm.
Oh, Mark Shaheed. Okay, you did tell me that. We've been knowing Mark forever.
And a day.
We don't know Mark.
Yes, we've been knowing him for a long time. Alhamdulillah, so congratulations. Alhamdulillah. Oh, wow. We have one more caller we need to get to before we get off the air. But thank you so much, Amir. I will be in contact.
Yes, ma'am. Alhamdulillah.
Hello.
All right. Assalamu alaikum, sis. 706-627, state your name and where you're calling from. You on the AM, you on the CWSC roundtable.
Assalamu alaikum, this is Brother Muhammad from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad by the way of Columbus, Georgia. With the elation that y'all have today, the elation that y'all have going today, I pray Allah will bless y'all to establish a surer date so that the mother, can come together to get a consensus on how to work with the leadership, the man. And we work together as a community to do the things that mothers say do, you know, and we men execute them and vice versa and exchange information, ensure. So we can vote on it and have a consensus, put our whole faith behind it and establish this model community. You mothers, we thank Allah much that he is blessing y'all to come forward with the wisdom, the caution, and the cooperation with what Allah has given you, and that is your other half, the male human being, and we all work together to do this thing. Glad to have you here. Thank you a lot.
Thank you, brother.
Keep that spirit. Keep that spirit.
I love you.
Thank you so much, Brother Muhammad. This has really been a very full, like Sister Amir was saying, it's been a very full day. I mean, I feel like we full now. We feel like we've eaten from the precious fruit this morning. Alhamdulillah.
Absolutely.
So we're so thankful, but you know, everything has come to an end. And so we're at that point today, alhamdulillah. So, but I thank you, everyone, for your comments, for your questions. Congratulations, Sister Rashida. And this is alhamdulillah. So we're just thankful this morning. Like you said, everybody's full. We feel like we've eaten a hearty meal this morning. So I am so thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wow. With that, I'm going to play One World for Suad El Amin. One World. That's what I feel like we're doing. One World a day.
That's right. Love.
Thank you, sis. Right. Thank all of you all.
Assalamualaikum, everybody.
Assalamualaikum.
My phone is dying. Sorry.
All right. Everybody's phone is dying. All right, listen, audience. Thank you so much for joining in today. We have enjoyed everyone on here, and we could not do it without you listening, audience. We know you had a choice today, and your choice was to be with us. And we thank Allah, We cannot thank Allah enough. Allahu Akbar. And don't forget to join us back here at 1:30 p.m. for Share Your Jummah. Khatib is Imam Yahya Abdullah of Jacksonville, Florida. And then join us back here at 7 o'clock p.m. with Martha Nyla Abdullah, Community Buzz and Community Developmental Stages. You all have a most pleasant rest of the day. Jummah Mubarak. May Allah continue to bless us on this journey we call life. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.